But first, let us ask, whence comes all the motive power for to do anything, whether quest for freedom or try to suppress it? This is an important question, given our objective, our meaning. We who long for our freedom and intend to get it, not in the next generation, but in this one. And I'm quoting Nikola Tesla, whence comes all the motive power? What is the spring that drives all? We see the ocean rise and fall. The rivers flow, the wind, rain, hail, and snow beat on our windows. The trains and steamers come and go. We hear the rattling noise of carriages, the voices from the street. We feel, smell, and taste, and we think of all this. And all this movement, from the surging of the mighty ocean to that subtle movement concerned in our thought, has but one common cause. All this energy emanates from one single source, one single center, the sun. The sun is the spring that drives all. The sun maintains all human life and supplies all human energy. Another answer we have now found to the above great question. To increase the force accelerating human movement, and we have been arguing, interjection here, that he is talking about the human movement toward freedom, which he calls progress, and which we glean from his elaborate descriptions of it, is indeed our freedom. So he's concerned about how do we increase the human energy that will get us free. This is our question as well. To increase the force accelerating human movement means to turn to the uses of man more of the sun's energy. And we will be arguing that that is the kind of energy Prince speaks of when he talks about purple electricity, you know, that kind that you feel when you feel passion, when you feel love, when you feel powerfully connected to all life, that it is this kind of energy that fuels creativity, fuels our freedom. And that his energy, the work of Nikola Tesla to help us achieve our ability to maximize that energy was stolen and misused to produce toxic energy. And I believe that is the toxic energy that Prince is referring to in the song we played right before we began, and we'll speak to those lyrics in just a second. Continuing with Nikola Tesla, we honor and revere those great men of bygone times whose names are linked with immortal achievements, who have proved themselves benefactors of humanity. The religious reformer with his wise maxims of life, the philosopher with his deep truths, the mathematician with his formulae, the physicist with his laws, the discoverer with his principles and secrets wrested from nature, the artist with his forms of the beautiful. But who honors him, the greatest of all? Who can tell the name of him who first turned to use the sun's energy to save the weak, to save the effort of a weak fellow creature? That was man's first act of scientific philanthropy, and its consequences have been incalculable, unquote. Nikola Tesla, from the source of human energy, the three ways of drawing energy from the sun in the problem of increasing human energy, which was originally published in June of 1900. Whoever was that first scientific philanthropist, many others followed, in whose line we find Prince Prince is our treasure. He took enormous risks, bore hideous punishment for us.